This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1441, how to draw someone's attention in English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, we answer a specific question from our listener, Judy. How do you use the word look to get someone to pay attention to something? And what else can you use? Today, build this key skill in English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm feeling great. Happy that it's September. I actually love the month of September.
Yeah?
What do you think about September? Yeah.
I like it because I feel like it's just the beginning of cooling down a little bit, but you're not scared of winter yet.
Yeah.
You know? Because it's been super hot. But that's, so that's kind of how I feel about it. Why do you like September?
I like it. Exactly. It's not that intense dog days of summer heat that we got in July and August. But the weather's beautiful in September. I think it's a gorgeous month. Yeah.
It's funny that you just said dog days of summer because literally just last night, I love doing the crossword puzzle because I'm a huge nerd. And literally that was a clue. That was one of the answers just last night when I couldn't sleep. And then you said it today. So it's cool.
Because we are in the dog day. I mean, we're recording this in the end of August, guys. And it is the dog days of summer. What does that mean just for our listeners for a quick bonus?
You know what's funny? I didn't know until I had this clue just last night.
Oh, you didn't know?
I don't know. I never really. I mean, I heard people say, I don't know. It's like the very, very hot summer.
Yeah, the height of the heat of summer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I didn't know that. You ever have those phrases where you're like, how did I not know that? Everybody else seems to.
All the time, Michelle.
Yeah. So anyway, awesome. But yeah, it's going to cool down a little bit. So that's exciting. So yeah, that's all that's new with me. And I'm excited for today's episode because we have a question from a listener today.
Yeah, from Judy, right? So she asked about the word look, right? L-O-O-K. Yeah. So this is interesting because it's a broad word, can be used for a lot of things, right, Michelle?
Oh yeah, for sure. So we are going to get into her question today. And before we do that, guys, this is not the only podcast that we have, right, Lindsay?
That's right. We have another show, which is super popular, but it's more focused, guys. What is that podcast focused on, Michelle?
That podcast is focused on IELTS, right? Mm-hmm. So the IELTS exam. And it is really, you know, what I love about it is it's not this podcast where you would think, oh, this is like a study podcast.
Oh,
you know,
it's not boring.
It's, oh my gosh, no. Well, we've got Jessica and Aubrey, and sometimes you're on, sometimes I'm on. And like, we have fun over there. So we try and do IELTS, like make it fun and, you know, give people really practical ways that they can, you know, learn about this assessment that can be, you know, pretty intimidating for people. So I like that. I feel like it takes some of that weight off of it.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Makes it fun, but also super, super helpful and educational because you have Jessica and Aubrey over there who are experts. I mean, Jessica was an examiner.
For 14 years.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the point is, guys, go over and hit subscribe on the IELTS Energy podcast if you think you're going to be taking the IELTS exam anytime this year, that is exactly where you need to go to get started. We can't wait to see you over there. All right, cool.
Awesome.
So Michelle, yeah.
Judy has this great question.
Okay.
Lindsay, would you read it for us today?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Here we go. So she says, "Dear Lindsay, I'm a loyal listener of your podcast and I like your show so much that I would keep listening to your program without missing a single episode." Oh my gosh, that's awesome, Judy.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. I'm confused about the usage of look here, and I want to ask for your advice. I know it's grammatically wrong to say look at here, but what I mean is look at this, like look at this picture on the screen. In this case, is it okay for natives to use look at here? Because I think look here emphasizes more on look, or is it used to grab people's attention? Thanks for your help, and I look forward to your reply. Judy.
Okay.
Nice question.
It is a nice question. And yeah, oh, wow. There's a lot to think about here, but we are going to get into it today. And you know, something about this question, it reminded me because we did an episode, it was episode 1244, and we did Looky Here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I remember that one. And that's Looky Here, new ways to add spunk and sass to your English. So that's a little bit different, but also with a look. So thought that could be a fun way to, you know, listen for more examples of look. And then there's another one with look. Lindsay, what is that?
Yeah, episode 1067. The title is Look at You, How to Show Someone You're Impressed in English. So clearly the word look is diverse and it's varied and it can be used. It's very handy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So check that episode out too, guys.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so Judy was also asking about saying look here, and she wonders if it emphasizes more on the word look or is used to grab people's attention. I mean, Lindsay, do you say look here? Do you?
Look here. It feels a little weird to me.
Yeah.
Does it feel weird to you? I don't know.
It does. I mean, I might say like, oh, look here. Like if I agree, it's kind of about grabbing attention. Like, oh, look here. There's a, you know.
Yeah. No. I guess I do actually. When you're some people will open it. I'm sure we'll talk about this. But when they're, I feel like Obama used to say this a lot. Look in his
look.
In his speeches,
yeah.
Right. Look, this is the deal. Like, you know, the economy is in trouble and all these things. So you may add on to that in a more casual situation. Look here. I'm going to tell you something. It's like getting someone's attention, but not so much to draw their physical attention, just to have them listen. Does that make sense?
Right. I mean, also for me, it almost sounds like you could use it before getting in an argument. Like if you say, like, now look here, what you did was wrong. Right.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that one, too. Yeah, absolutely.
Or the more general way that we were saying, you know, like, oh, is there any parking in this lot? Oh, look here. I see a spot. You might say it something like that.
Oh, that's true. So, yeah, I do see that there are situations when we would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Or another thing. What else, Michelle? Look here versus look at this. How do we know the difference?
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I mean, to me, look at this sounds the best. And I feel like I hear it the most, right? So I also, you know, you can't say, oh, look here, and then like apple, right? You can't say like, look here, apple, but you can say, look at this apple, right?
Yeah.
So the grammar is a little different.
Yeah, it's a bit more useful is what you're saying, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more specific.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, look here may sound a little bit more focused, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, you think look here sounds a little more focused? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I guess now, you know, I wrote that, but now I'm kind of going the other way. It's not one completely right answer, but, you know, basically I think that the most important thing is to remember you wouldn't say look here and then just what you're looking at. You would say, oh, look here, there's a something, or look here, I think whatever. But you wouldn't say look here, book.
Like, yeah, exactly. So when you're pointing directly at an object, a very specific object, you'd say, look at this book or look at this pencil, look at this movie, right?
You could. Yeah. Or you could just say, look at this.
Yeah. So I think it's all about learning chunks. You know what I mean? That's what we have to do. Understand, listen to native speakers a lot. But it is a great question from Judy.
Yeah. And yeah, she was also asking at this look at here. And she said, you know, what if I mean look at this? I mean, yeah, I don't think she asked, you know, would anybody use look at here in that situation? No. I don't think so.
That sounds wrong to me. No.
Yeah, that sounds wrong to me as well. So, but with look at this, just a couple more examples of that, you could say like, oh, look at this. I got an A.
Totally fine and legit, right? That's very native and natural. Look at this, right? Like, right. Just pay attention to what I've got here in my hands. Look at this. I've got an A. Or it doesn't have to be physically in your hands or report card. You're just presenting something that you're excited about. Okay,
right,
guys?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Or, you know, also just before the actual thing you're looking at, like what I said, look at this screen. It's totally cracked. And that's, I feel like that's kind of what Judy was getting to, how we would use this in her question.
Yeah, exactly. If you are taking IELTS this year, then make sure you go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, where you'll get 14 plus years of examiner experience and insight to get your 7 or higher. We'll show you how to prepare the right way. Go and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We'll see you over there.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Exactly. And then there are probably a few other ways if we want to go outside of look, Michelle, that we could also add in there, because we don't want to sound monotone and boring by always using the same phrases.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's one thing you could say?
I personally use this one a lot. Yeah. Right. So check this out. Check this out or check it out. This is kind of fun. Here's a sample sentence. Check this out. It's a vase made from guitar parts. Wow. Oh. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. But now maybe I'll try and make it and take it to a art
that's
fair.
Cool.
That would be.
I love the idea of repurposing older parts of something and making something new. Like I used to have these old straight skis. You know how now skis are all rounded and weird? Mm-hmm. I used to have straight skis and they were so old school. Mm. I would go skiing like 2 years ago. I would use them and they were from like 1997 and people would see me in the line and they'd be like, old school, that's cool. So I didn't want to get rid of them, but I had to stop because they weren't safe anymore. But what I ended up having to donate them. But what I wanted to do was cut them in half and then make an Adirondack chair. Have you seen that where people make Adirondack chairs out of skis?
Oh, actually, no, I haven't. I just meant I know what it is. So what is an Adirondack chair?
Adirondack chair is that style where you kind of, it's a wooden chair where you sit back in it and it sits on porches, a lot, balconies, that kind of thing. Such comfortable chairs. I love them.
Yeah, and they're very hip, I feel like. They're very like...
Yeah, they're kind of hipster now.
People really... Yeah, I think so.
Because they force you to lay back. I love it.
But they're very comfortable and they're great. I agree about the repurposing thing, and that's a good keyword for today as well.
That's a keyword for our listeners. Repurposing. I love it. Guys, let us know if you like to do that too. Let us know maybe over on Instagram if you've created anything cool based on something old that you had and made something new, something that mattered to you.
That that's really cool. I mean, just for before we go, there's also, you could say, come see this, right? Like, oh wow, come see this picture, it's beautiful, right? Or or you gotta come see this, or you gotta see this, right? So a few ways you could use it.
Yeah, so drawing people's attention to something, a lot of ways you can do it, guys. Yeah, I love that. Do we have a role play today, Michelle?
Let's do it. We do.
Okay. What's going on here?
So here, we are going to a museum. Well, we're at an art museum.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right. So, oh, wow, Michelle, look at this painting. I love the colors.
That is beautiful, but oh, look here. Do you think this green is too bright? I wonder why the artist chose to do that.
Wow, that is a unique choice. Oh, check this out. It was painted all the way back in the 1800s.
Oh, wow. That is really cool. Lindsay, oh, come see this one.
okay, I'm coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I kind of miss the days living in New York going to museums. I don't really go to museums as much here in Colorado anymore. Do you still go to museums in New York?
Well, not lately, but I do.
Not these days. Sometimes.
You know, honestly, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't in a long time, unfortunately. But
yeah.
I think we can actually go.
Yeah, I would imagine you can, but I think maybe you don't want to as much now, right?
Yeah, but I'd love to. I'd love to go again.
That'd be cool.
So yeah. Okay. So here we used a lot of different, ways with look and different phrases that we were talking about. So let's go through it and kind of choose. Why did we choose to say this?
Okay.
So what was the first one?
All right. So the first one, Michelle, I said, oh, wow, Michelle, look at this painting. So again, like we said earlier in the episode, guys, when you're pointing at a very specific object, you do need to say, look at this thing, right? You would not say, look here, this. That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you would say, look here at this painting.
Yeah. You need the
it's
at.
A little strange.
You need the at. Look here at this painting. Yeah. I think in a slang way, like a street English, you could say that. But just don't drop the at. Okay?
Yes, that's the important part. Right, exactly. And then I said, that is beautiful, but look here, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm drawing your attention. I could have also said, look at this, right? That would have been fine too.
Yeah.
But that's what I chose for this one. And then what else?
Okay, and then I said, oh, check this out. It was painted all the way back in the 1800s. Very common. I use check this out all the time.
Yeah.
And I also use check this out when it's not necessarily something physical. Like maybe I want to tell, I heard something in the news. Hey, check this out. I heard this.
Yeah. Oh,
very advanced way to use it, guys. Yeah.
Definitely. Very cool. Definitely. I like that one. So, and then I said, oh, Lindsay, come see this one, right? So I'm drawing to your attention to another one. That's more like, physically, like you have to walk over to me, like you get the I'm imagining us like running like all over like to every painting, and then I'm like running and I like got so excited you're talking to me and I ran across the room to look at another painting.
Yeah, we're very into art, clearly very into art. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so this is good. Today we've given you guys a lot of ways to draw someone's attention to something.
Definitely.
Right, in a correct and native and natural way. What's the takeaway, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, guys, this question from Judy, it's super specific and it gave us a lot to talk about. And that's what I loved about this question. So, try these out today. Think of who you might say this to, like who might you be trying to get to look at something, right? Yeah. Or when might you use this? And, think ahead, like which one would be best. We mentioned grammar a little bit. We didn't go too deep into it because I think here it's more important to focus on the context and how it sounds when you use one or the other. So I think, like Lindsay said it early, think of the chunks. Listen to what you hear others say. Listen for chunks. And that's, a really good way to think about this word look. And, we can do a whole follow-up on the word look. There's so much. Lindsay, anything else?
Yeah, guys, let us know if you have any questions from today's episode. And I just want to highlight something you said, Michelle, that, is very important from a learning perspective. Science says that when you use your powers of prediction, or as we say, you open your brain box by predicting how and when you might use what you learned today, guys, you'll be ready when the moment comes. You know what I mean? You'll have that fluency when you need it. So sit down today and imagine yourself in the next week or two situations where you would use these. Okay. So take that extra step. It makes a huge difference in fluency. Fluency building, Michelle.
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, I love that point. And soon we have an episode where we might talk about that a little bit more.
I can't wait.
So definitely. Great point, Lindsay. Awesome. This was fun. And thanks again to our listener for the question. And guys, remember to listen to the IELTS Energy podcast.
Yeah, go over there. All right, Michelle, have a good one. I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.